Well, as you've heard this morning, the coalition is toughening its rhetoric on national security as it defends its handling of the China-Solomon Islands Security Pact, while Labor announces a suite of measures to do a whole-of-government approach in relation to the Pacific region. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull joins me now. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Patricia.
Peter Dutton didn't hold back yesterday. He evoked Hitler and said preparing for war is the only way to keep peace. Were those comparisons appropriate?
Well, Peter Dutton's rhetoric is becoming more and more bombastic and belligerent. It's just a pity that he doesn't match it with actual preparation and work. It's as though he wants to have a sensation. He thinks the object of being the defence minister is having a sensational headline in a tabloid newspaper. Obviously, all of our defence expenditures are preparing for war. I mean, the army is there preparing to engage in war. I mean, we were in a war in Afghanistan until very recently, for example. Regrettably, there are always going to be wars. We'd love to think that there wouldn't be, but there will be. So, yes, it's a penetrating glimpse of the obvious to say that you have to prepare for war. Of course you do. Every country with a defence force does so. But what you need to do is actually do the preparation. We've seen some bizarre decisions. I mean, the whole cancellation of the submarine programs, massively expensive, delayed the arrival of capabilities. And of course, as you've just been discussing with Maurice, this really terrible outcome in the Solomon Islands. I mean, the whole object of our foreign policy in the Pacific, I mean, one of the key objectives, I should say, has been to ensure that Australia is the preferred security partner and that there are not security agreements or arrangements entered into with other countries from outside the region. And of course, China, this is a really unwelcome development, and the government cannot gild the lily on this. This has been a failure. This is an absolute failure of foreign policy.
The government has defended its handling of the Solomon Islands deal, saying we need to respect the sovereignty of our Pacific neighbours. Scott Morrison has also accused Beijing of not playing by the same rules as everyone else. Talked about bribes, for instance. Realistically, Malcolm Turnbull, could the deal have been stopped?
Well, of course, look, it's not a question of stopping the deal. You've got to... this sort of bully boy language is really unhelpful. It may actually be part of the problem. I mean, the Pacific is not our backyard. It's where we live. It's our neighbourhood. And so you have to use engagement. You have to use diplomacy. You have to be persuasive. You have to go and visit these countries, get to know these leaders, spend time with them. I mean, when I was Prime Minister, we had, for example, a proposal from the Solomon Islands to establish or to engage with Huawei to build a fibre optic cable. Now, we did not think that was a great idea, to say the least. But I didn't just say, don't do that. I said, right, we'll build one for you. We'll take it out of the aid budget. That was the Coral Cable. In other words, we provided a solution. We headed off that initiative. I did the same thing with Fiji. There was a proposal for China to fund the construction of a military base there. Talking to the Prime Minister, talking it through, we agreed we would fund it. We did a similar thing with PNG, where there was talk about a Chinese naval base there. And we said, look, we don't really think that's a great idea. What about if we do a joint naval facility between PNG and Australia? And so on. So the bottom line, Patricia, is that, you know, you can talk about aid and broadcasting and all of those things are important. I'm not denying that. But fundamentally, you have to be engaged. You've got to do the work. You've got to spend the time, and you've got to understand and respect and engage constructively with the people of the region. These are our neighbours.
Now, we heard from the Foreign Minister just before you, Maurice Payne. Was it a mistake for her not to go to the Solomon Islands?
Well, look, of course. I mean, everyone has said that. I'd be the only person in Australia, apart from her, that would say it wasn't a mistake.
Well, the government says there's lots of people in the government, Malcolm Turnbull, and they all say that it wasn't that wasn't necessary. She confirmed to me she hasn't been there since before the pandemic, 2019.
There is no substitute for being there, being face to face on the ground, whether it's at forums or, you know, bilateral meetings. I mean, look, when I was PM, Julie Bishop just did so many trips into the Pacific. You know, I mean, Connie Farivanti-Wells, you know, who I know is not top of the pops with the government at the moment, Connie spent a lot of time in the Pacific as well. You know, there's no substitute. And I went to the Pacific Island Forum meetings. I used to pull my laptop out and draft the communiques with them, you know, literally acting, basically taking dictation from the Pacific Island leaders. I wasn't trying to be a big shot or, you know, tell people what to do. You've essentially got to treat this as a human exercise, pay respect and put in the time. You can't just, you know, this is a hose you have to hold, put it bluntly. This needs time and attention. You cannot abdicate or step away from responsibility. And the fact is, this outcome is bad. Everyone, from our point of view, everyone agrees with that. Even the government, they have to take responsibility for it. The buck stops with the Australian government on this, because it's adverse and contrary to what our policy objectives were.
Malcolm Turnbull, Scott Morrison has said a Chinese military base on the Solomon Islands would be a red line. What does that mean? And does the Australian government have the ability to enforce a red line?
Well, you'd have to ask him what it means. I mean,
he's constantly invited onto this program, but he hasn't said yes yet. I'm waiting. But what is a red line?
I mean, if you want to get, you know, an impersonation, you should probably get Christopher Pyne or someone who's better at doing impressions. Look, I can't tell you what Scott Morrison thinks about that. I just say this, that there has been far too much bombastic and sort of belligerent talk. I mean, Dutton's obviously, you know, has cranked the sort of national security scares and language up to 11 out of 10. Okay, well, he's done that. How has that helped us? How has that advanced our interests? And how does that match with the reality of what's going on? Mm. I mean, wouldn't it be better, instead of spending time chasing headlines in tabloid newspapers and on Sky After Dark, wouldn't it be better if you're actually focused on putting in the hard yards and ensuring these security arrangements with China were not entered into?
And do you accept the Pacific Islands, or the Solomon Islands, assurance that it won't be a military base? Should we be worried still? How big a threat is it?
Well, I think we should be worried. I think we should be worried that over time there will be, you know, mission creep, if you like. I mean, Xi Jinping gave an undertaking to Barack Obama in the White House that the islands that they were created in the South China Sea would not be militarized, and they certainly are militarized now. I mean, you know, we have provided enormous security assistance to Solomon Islands. There's no question about that. We are, you know, a very big aid donor. We've got a very strong relationship there, but you've got to judge these things by their outcome. Mm. The fact is, the ball has been dropped, and we have ended up with the situation that we're in. Now, I know the Labor Party's talking about more aid and more broadcasting. And again, I'm not saying those things aren't valuable and important if they're done well. But the critical thing is the attention, the time, the respect and the engagement, and always being constructive. You know, and this is the approach that I took. I headed off these Chinese projects on a number of occasions, you know, in different countries, but you've got to provide a constructive and respectful alternative.
Just some quick ones. We're now in week three of the election campaign. Incumbent Liberal MP Dave Sharma is being challenged in your old seat of Wentworth by independent Allegra Spender. Who are you backing?
Well, I'm staying out of the election contest. My only contribution to the election in Wentworth will be to vote as an elector.
Who are you voting for?
It's a secret ballot. But they're both very good candidates. Dave Sharma is a very talented guy. Allegra Spender is an outstanding candidate, and they're both of them. Whichever one of them is elected, there will be a very fine representative of Wentworth in the federal parliament.
You know how this works. We've only got a minute left, but what do you make of this candidate in Warringah, Catherine Deaves, and the things she's been saying? Commentary around trans people, we're at Purple Day, other things.
Well, they're hateful comments that seem to be designed to whip up, animosity and hatred against some of the most vulnerable people in our community. I think they're completely unacceptable, and I agree entirely with what Matt Keane has said about it. She shouldn't have been endorsed and she should be disendorsed, but she is Scott Morrison's pick, and the members of the Liberal Party in New South Wales don't have any say in pre-selections, you may have noticed, of late. They're all in the hands of Mr. Morrison. So that's you've got, again, that's okay. Another thing you could ask him if he comes on your show.
Let's invite him now. Okay, see you, Malcolm. Malcolm Turnbull there, former Prime Minister, joining us from New York, where he is at the moment.